Hey Barbara, we're just finishing the room setup here. The configuration needed a little adjustment.
Oh, and for the transcript, this is the ASO AC meeting on Tuesday at 8:15 a.m.
Not recording yet. Don't worry. For those in the room, we have a couple of mics at the table that we can hand off if we need to. The microphones have a toggle button. Just flip it over towards yourself and tap it again to turn it off. And if you want to see the agenda, pick it up on email. Well, I thought maybe Ernest would be popping in here, and unless Herman wants to take that seat. The one next to me? If not, then yeah, it's available. Come on up. You feeling self-conscious with people looking at your back? All right, you may start the recording. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you for traveling to Beijing and participating remotely. If we may have our secretary, Mr. Secretariat Herman now, Herman Valdez, who's been appointed as our permanent secretariat function. He will make use of the RIR staff for further secretariat work, but he's our main point of contact for both just regular ASO needs and NRO needs. Congratulations, Herman.
Thank you, Louis. Thank you very much.
And if I may ask Herman to take it a roll call, we can see if we can get started with the meeting.
Sure. Okay. I will start with FNIC members. Fiona Songa, I think is in the meeting, but I haven't seen her this morning. Douglas Onyango, he might be participating online, so he wasn't sure. He has some academic commitments that might be clashing with the meeting, so I will wait for the, some sign from Douglas from the remote participation tool before I can confirm he's participating of the meeting. We'll move on in the meanwhile with Alan Barrett.
Yes, I'm present. Mm-hmm.
From APNIC region, Tomohiro Fujisaki.
Yes, I'm here.
Naresh Ashwani. What?
Yes, please.
Okay. Tomohiro Fujisaki is in the room.
Yes, I'm here.
Naresh Ashwani is in the room as well. We have an apologies from the third member of the Asia-Pacific region, which has also academic commitment in New Zealand, Andy Linton, which is not present. From RIPE region, Wilfred Woba.
Yes, in the room.
Hans-Peter Hollin.
Yes, present.
And Dimitri Burkov, this is, I think, is not in the ICANN meeting. From IRIN region, Jason Chila.
Present.
Rhonda Silva.
I'm here.
Present in the room. And Louis Lee.
I am here.
Okay. From LACNIC region, Ricardo Patara. Hartmut Ricardo is here in the,
that
in
was
the room.
Yes.
Yeah. Hartmut Glaser, he is in the meeting. I saw him. I think we might be late, and he will join us later. And we recently received the resignation of Alejandro Guzman, so we only have two members right now in the LACNIC, from the LACNIC region. So we have one. We have nine members of the SOAC from the five regions. So we have, according to the SOAC procedures, we have quorum.
Thank you, Herman. If you would call out the observers.
Can I ask observers from Arin region? We have Nate Davis in the room and...
Kathy Hanley.
From Afrinic region. We have Afrinic CEO Adielop Glogan. From Ripe region.
Yes,
we have Dimitri and Axel. Dimitri from Ripe board. And Axel Pollock from Ripe director. From Afrinic. No, sorry, I missed. I say that LACNIC region. No observers from LACNIC region. EPINIC region. Adam Gosling. Yeah. From ICANN, Kuwei Wu, director, ICANN board director, and Carlos Reyes, ICANN staff.
And I believe Barbara is on remote right now.
Good.
Great, thank you, everyone. Sorry for the late start, although it is an earlier start than other meetings here. Well, was going to be. Now it's 8:30. It's time for everybody else to start too. Okay. We have. Let's see. This. Here we go. The agenda. The agenda review. With the welcome. The agenda review. Approval of the minutes from the March 6th meeting. A review of open action items, of which we only have one. Status of the ICAM board seat 10. ASO review report, specifically the discussion on the items recommendations, procedures, and under procedures we have three subheadings, ASOAC versus the general NRO procedures, 7.2, ICANN board seat selection procedures, and 7.3, the general update on all ASOAC procedures. Agenda item number 8, review of the 2013 work plan. Number 9, any other business. And we actually have split this up into AC business and open microphone for observers to ask questions. And then adjournment. Do we have any thoughts about this procedure? I mean, sorry, this agenda? I have not had my coffee yet, sorry. Okay, we'll continue on. So, item number 3, approval of the minutes from the March 6th meeting. There was one item noted to me privately about that agenda, that minutes, in that in the Ripe region, we still had one member to be appointed to the PPFD, the facilitator team. And I believe that's been resolved off list. Would one of you like to comment here?
Yes, we had communication on email amongst the three of us for the Ripe region, and Dimitri volunteered to fill that position for the Ripe region.
Excellent. So that piece of business is resolved now?
Yeah, and this was communicated in private email.
Okay.
Thank you.
We will want to put that in public email also. Sorry, not public, in
AC cordless.
Could you confirm what committee? Sorry.
This is the policy proposal facilitator team member, the PPFT.
Thank you.
And if I may ask people to identify themselves when they speak, both for the recording and for remote participants, that'd be excellent. All right, so I will entertain a motion to approve the March 6 minutes.
Jason Schiller, I move that we approve the March 6 minutes.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, Tomohiro Fujisaki, I second the motion. Oh,
thank you, Tomohiro-san. Any opposed? Seeing none, hearing none, motion carried. Thank you very much. Would the secretariat please remove draft from the status? All right, review of open action items. Action item 130306-01. Secretariat to provide electronic voting platform with four candidates and an abstention option 7 days after the March 6 meeting, ending 7 days after the start date or when all AC members have voted. This action has been completed, more or less. The start of the vote was a little delayed due to a miscommunication between the chair and secretariat, but that has been taken care of, and the voting has concluded. Any thoughts on that? We'll touch on the actual voting in a moment. All right, moving on. Number 5, status of ICANN board seat 10. So the current status is that the election has concluded, and the name that's been selected has been sent over to the ICANN staff for their due diligence process. Once once we hear that the due diligence has been completed, we will be able to announce the name of the person that's been selected for seat 10 for a 3-year term to begin at the General Assembly meeting of the ICANN meeting this year. And that would be, I believe, October sometime, roughly. Buenos Aires. Thank you. So we expect to hear back relatively soon, within a couple of weeks. And we'll make the announcement henceforth. There was... No, we'll just continue. Okay, number 6, the ASO review report and discussion on the items recommendations. If I may ask Herman at this point to lead that part.
Yes. Regarding the review of the items recommendation, the NROEC has requested the CCG to take actions and some of the recommendations. As a consequence, the Communication Coordination Group has drafted 3 documents that has been circulated in the ASO-AC coordination list and the NROEC list. The first of that document is addressing recommendation number 1, which is to clarify the purpose, mandate, and objectives of the ASO and distinguish between the ASO functions to be undertaken by Address Council and those to be undertaken by the NROEC Council. The status of that is that a document has been circulated, requested comments. We have received one observation of on this document, which is raised the point that the NROEC can appoint any representative to the NRO as members. It just happened that right now is the CEOs, but the CEO has the alternative to appoint any person. I think that was not clear in the document we circulated, so we are taking into account that comment. But besides that, we're still waiting for more feedback on those documents. The second document that has been circulated is in relation to ASO history. In the same way that the previous one has been circulated, I think we have a few members of the ASO that can contribute a lot to that document. We have people that have been around since perhaps the beginnings of the supporting organization. And the third document is a list of, it's a FAQ. It's just the questions, but if we can add more, it will be highly appreciated. In the same way, the coordination, communications coordination group has a task force that is reviewing the ASO website. At this moment, we have the CCG have a proposal to revamp the website. There is a new navigation structure in place. As part of my new role as executive secretary, I will take a look to the content, make an audit of the content, and make a proposal on the distribution of that information and the structure of the website and the navigation. This will come back to the ISOAC list in the coming weeks. The other recommendation that's a number, I think, if I recall well, is recommendation 14. 15, which is the translation of an ASO constituent document. It has been completed. Now on the ASO website, we have translation of six key documents, which is the NRO Memorandum of Understanding, the ICANN Address Supporting Organization MOU, and the addition of EFRINIC to the NRO MOU. We have translations of three global policy, which is the IPv6 global policy, ASN global policy, and the IPv4 post-exhaustion IPv4 global policy. These six documents has been translated to five languages, which is the ICANN official language, if we can use the term official, which is Spanish, French, Arabic, Russian, and Chinese. The documents were reviewed by RIR staff thoroughly, so now this document has been published on the ASO website as a response of recommendation number 15. So, okay. Yep. Russian translation, yeah, it was reviewed by RIPE, but I gladly send the link to Dimitri. And that's the end of my report. That will be the action that has been taken so far in regarding the item recommendations. This is based... important to highlight this. This is based in 24 recommendations that has been answered in conjunction by ASO and NRO, and the document is published in the NRO website with the agreement of the ASO and NRO to tackle those recommendations. And feel free to receive any questions or comments.
Thank you. this is Louis. The full status of all the recommendations are, if I heard correctly, are posted on the website also, right? So that if anybody would like to review the other items, they're already there.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right. But in summary, it has been recommendation number 1, 12, 13, 14, and 15. The recommendation 12 and 13 are related to, which is the review of the ASO and NRO description and the ASO history, needs to be agreed by the ASO and NRO and later discussed with the ICANN board, which that will be the recommendation 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. So they are linked in any in some way. So.
Great. Any questions from the table or the participants or the observers? Pretty straightforward. Tomohiro-san, go ahead and grab a mic.
Okay, thank you. Just one question. Can I add the other language version to the ASO website? For example, I want to translate this into Japanese. It's okay?
Well, there is a cost related to this to these translations. The first approach to this recommendation of 15, which is the translation of key documents, with the NRO, which is funding this this action, decided to make it in the ICANN official languages. In order to add additional translations, I think needs to be discussed with the interested RIR who would like to add those translations. So I think it's a matter to raise this with JPNIC, as there is some cost behind this. But I think that would be the way to go. I think also like Nick has shown some interest also to add other languages, but the decision of the NROEC is that the funding of this translation needs to be taken charge by the interested RIR, basically.
Thank you. Tomohiro, would you send a message over to Paul Wilson then for your request?
At first, I want to ask the JPNIC to they have an interest to
yes, of course.
Japanese version or not, yes.
Okay. That makes sense. And of course, there's no restriction on doing only these languages because LACNIC has already been doing translations well before this. Wilfred?
Just a question regarding the logistics. Is there any form of requirements involved in coming up with additional translations? Because I could imagine that some entities would volunteer to do that and sort of to donate the translation, unless there is some formal requirement to have it sort of checked by legal advice or whatever. It's simply an open question out of curiosity, because it might be relevant for the translation of other documents as well. I simply don't know.
Personally, I can't imagine there being a restriction on doing only these five languages. Being that you raised a question, it might be worth just having the NRO check with their legal advice on that, if it's a matter of legal question.
Well, to be more precise, is do we have sort of a clear indication which language version is the authoritative one and the others are for information only, or are the translations expected to be equally valid as the real thing? I don't know what the proper English word for that is.
Right. So you're asking whether the idea is that if only the English version is the authoritative one, versus if all the translations can be treated equally as authoritative. Do you have a... Okay. Ariel. If somebody can throw a mic at him, that'd be great.
I don't think that will be a big issue. The authoritative is the working language of the ASO, which is English, I guess. The translation are there to support the community to get a glimpse of what is happening. So the authoritative language will continue to be the English one. and the translation will come as a supporting document.
Keep the mic.
Yeah, which sort of makes the whole thing pretty easy, because if we add a comment to all the translations that the formally authoritative version is the English one, then I presume we could be pretty accommodating if anyone wants to donate a translation to a different language. But just make it sure to make it obvious that this is not equally legal binding or sort of correct. I mean, correct in the sense of being a correct translation, but not necessarily correct in the sense of legal meaning. Thanks.
I have only one comment to that, and that is that once we publish them on our website, we need to make sure that the contents is something that we can... so that the translation can actually be used as close to the original as possible. So if I donate a translation in Norwegian to this, I think so you would either have to trust me or it needs to be checked by somebody else in order to for the sort of the NRO to publish on it on its website. If I publish it on my private website, it will be my private contribution to the community. So I think that's the distinction we should make here.
Yeah, we'll ask Curtis.
Go yes. ahead. No, you couldn't do that because his language is Swedish, oh, so you would Swedish. Miss out on some of the differences.
So well. Yeah. Thanks, that's better.
Yeah. Regarding what was the point of reference, I mentioned that the five languages were decided based on what ICANN is doing as well as part of the languages they are translating as well, key documentation. And regarding Hans Peter's comment, the six documents were reviewed by the RIR staff. French and Arabic were reviewed by IFRINIC staff. Chinese by APNIC staff. Russian by DRIPE. And personally, I reviewed the Spanish version. We were very... thorough in that review. We take that seriously. I mean, some versions were really not really attached to the concepts and the terms we use in English. Some of those translations that were sent by the translation company really received many modifications, but the IRA staff were involved in those reviews. Yeah, but as I said, it's now published in the ESO website. If you want to take a look and make any observations, we will be more than happy to adjust it. Thank you.
And of course, by RIPE you mean RIPE NCC, right, Axel?
Yes.
All right. Any other questions, comments? Excellent. Okay, we'll move on. This may end up taking the most of our meeting time. Procedures. We have item number 7 with 3 subtopics. First, the ASOAC versus the general NRO procedures. 7.2, the ICANN board seat selection procedures. And 7.3, the general update on all ASOAC procedures. Just let me touch on 7.1 first. This is just acknowledging that in the items ASO review, there is mentioned that the ASO AC operating procedures should just be the ASO procedures. Then within the ASO procedures, we can have our AC procedures within that larger set of ASO procedures. I think that's what this item is just recognizing. And then with 7.2 and 7.3, when we talk about the ICANN board seat selection procedures and the general update on all ASOAC procedures, I think at this point, instead of go deep dive wordsmithing procedures, it's best use of our time right now to just get agreement on, in general, what is what could use improvement and how we might want to go about doing it. General guidelines type stuff. What approach? Do we want to make it more flexible? Do we want to make it more restrictive? Or in what areas do we want one or the other? So that kind of direction I want to go with this at this point. And the rest we can take offline, small group, so on. All right, I think I've exhausted 7.1. All right, 7.2. ICANN board seat selection procedures. All right, I'll just put a supposition out there. It's perfect just as it is, and we don't need to fix it in any way because we can easily follow it, and we don't have any excuses. All right, Hans Petter.
Since we've just been through an election, I think it's only fair that we review the procedures and see where we were struggling with them, where we have different interpretations of the language, and where we have discovered that the procedures actually contradict themselves. Since we reviewed them fairly substantially after the last election, I think there are some rough edges here, so I think they need some more work. I think in general principle, we should have procedures that take care of the important things, so that we make this open and transparent with the limitations that an election of individuals can be. So there is some sort of the privacy issues involved in that as well. But we shouldn't make them too rigid so that we are not able to follow them under all circumstances. I think that will be my general take on this right now.
Thank you, Hans Petter. I might also want to add an idea into the procedures such that a principle on how we want to go about with any given action, like board selection, is the idea that we be fair or we want to make sure we get the broadest number of candidates, some balance in between, that kind of things, so that we know what the rest of the text is trying to say. Or nobody likes that idea and we'll just throw that out. Go ahead, Wilfred.
Well, this is not an answer very specifically to your question, but on a more broader scale, what I would like to do or to propose or to discuss is actually to modify the language in the procedures to be very clear about the goals, what we want to achieve, but at the same time try to leave some flexibility in the procedures to deal with the ever-changing environment we are facing. My feeling is that at the moment we managed to have very strict and very concise prescriptions for one aspect or the other, but we lack the explanation or the indication what we want to achieve on one hand, and on the other hand, being very strict gives us more grief than actually helps with the procedure. And I will come up with a couple of proposals on the mailing list or in some other environment how we may achieve that goal. With regard to the to your direct question, I think we have to balance the goal of having as many candidates as possible and achieving the highest quality at the same time with being efficient, not burning money off the NRO or not putting undue burdens on the people being on the various committees, because sort of the people on the address council and in these committees, these persons, these individuals actually are donating their time and their resources, and there is an inherent goal in making this work as efficient as possible. Thank you.
Yep, Alan Barrett. I would suggest that it would make sense to split the procedures into a binding part and a non-binding part, and make the binding part of the procedures very simple and easy to follow and non-self-contradictory, and make the non-binding part fairly detailed and have it more like advice of how to do things. So just off the top of my head, there might be a binding part of the procedure that says a certain phase must last no longer than 7 days, and there might be a non-binding part which says we suggest that it should actually be closer to 10 or 14 days.
Hans-Petter again. I have a couple of thoughts on the more sort of general idea around this. One is that I think we should think carefully about what's the purpose of this process. I mean, we need to select the very best director for the ICANN board. We need to have in mind that we need somebody who could be chair of the board. I mean, we need to sort of set the limit high for who we want to have in this position. It's an important position. We need to have that as a vision or a goal for the candidates in the future. If we think about that, the procedures as they are pretty passive on our side. I mean, we don't do any search. We don't go out looking for candidates. We wait for nominations to come in. That's something that we need to think about. Is this? I mean, I think it should be open. It should be open for nominations, so we shouldn't close that. But we need to be. Think about what if we don't, in a future situation, don't get nominations that are up to the standard that we set at that time. How do we then go about searching for the right candidates? That's one thing. And the other thing on the principal level I think we should have a look at is the way we've set it up to work with committees on this matter. Because we're pretty vulnerable with only one member from each region on the committees. People can get sick, like I did this time, and that can affect the timeline. So we may need to think about whether we should open it up to the whole EC, because it's one of the important tasks, or whether we should have more than one member from each region on the committee, or a deputy, or something like that. So that's just thoughts in order to... if we have time constraints, we need to act more timely than we did in this round, and that is difficult because we have day jobs, so we need to think about how to achieve that. And since we have 2 years before the next election, I mean, we have ample time to do this in a thorough way, so that we have sort of even better procedure for next time.
By the way, to follow on that thought, I have a message from Steve Crocker, chair of the ICANN board. Welcome, Ernest. he did let me know that starting this year, the board members will get reviewed, and the SO and AC that appoint that board member will get a copy of that review for that board member. This gives us an idea of how that board member is doing. And he would like feedback from the different groups on what we think about that and where else we can improve. And one immediate feedback I gave back to him, and which we'll write into a formal response, I think everybody would agree, is that for this review to be effective for what we need to use to see whether we should reappoint somebody, we need to get it early in our process. And by early, it will depend a bit on what is the time, when do they need the name of the person, and work backwards based on what our procedures are, how much time we need, then we can give them a date of when we need the name by. Or sorry, the review. So that's one thing. And I can't remember the other thing right now. But sorry about that. Pop. Jason?
Jason Schiller. The other thought that we had discussed was that it would be also useful to not only get the individual reports for seats 9 and 10 that we provide, but also a comparative report to how that individual is in relationship to the rest of the board in general.
Also with the goal to have an idea of what kind of person the board would, what kind of skill set shall we say, the board is looking for, if there are any gaps in the past year that they want to get filled for the following year. So that type of feedback I like to have the board provide, and if the AC agrees, as part of the feedback we give back to the ICANN board. I'd like to hear thoughts on this, these, and other ideas. Not to derail us too far off the current topic. Okay, Kue? Bottom, slide to the left. Carlos will help you.
Okay, can I make a comment about that?
Sure.
Since I was the first term in the ICANN board sitting, and I think a couple of things I like to recommend it. I think, first of all, as you know, there is a long history between the ICANN and also the NRO or IRO ASO. And I think no matter the seat 9 or seat 10, one of the very important functions should be a bridge between these two organizations. You know, I think, as you know, the ICANN board is keep changing. You know, almost every year, you can see the new board member come in. And for some of the new board member come in, to be honest, they are not really understand clearly about, you know, what is the ICANN and the IR, to be honest. You always need to continue to do the education for them, and particularly for the new CEO, the same problems. Okay, and as you know, we have a new CEO just last year, and I think for some of the IR, they might know, we spend almost 1 week the workshop for the new CEO because he is not in this community before. And of course, he's a quick learner, but somehow, and I think the seat 10 or seat 9, if you are asking for a suggestion, I would say for the people elected by the ASO, you know, make sure he can help to bridge in this kind of the gap here.
Thank you very much, Kue. Hans?
I think it, following up on that, it could be equally possible to sort of ask the NROEC whether they would give sort of input to this process on evaluate the board members as well, sort of from that side. Because I fully support that, the bridging and the sort of educating position here. I think that's very important.
Just came in. I think, Haran, you are talking about a very good point. Things are, as we already agreed, eventually we have, every ICANN meeting we have, a face-to-face meeting with the ICANN board. And I would strongly suggest that, you know, we have an agenda. You know, at least one agenda is how we have a dialogue or a communication. Not only in the education, actually is a dialogue about, you know, what is ICANN looking for an IR, and what is the IR looking for ICANN, and how we are working together in that particular issues. I think that is at least that regular meeting should be very helpful. But we must prepare the issue what we want to talk.
Dmitry.
Hope it works. Now, cool, as we discussed yesterday, remember, about need an education, but I think it's a huge mistake. It's a typical corporate approach when people believe that anybody can manage anything. I don't believe that the short workshops and so on can help to manage enough complex historical organization. And it's an issue we should discuss more deeply and not only try to provide some workshops, some materials. It's typical briefing materials for top executives. But what effect we expect when these people will be responsible for policy decision? It's a real problem. It can be solved so easy. And we should discuss what to do. Because especially during last years, we have got a series of huge mistakes. Not only in our field, but last time, it's already on our side. Because what happened in November and on Arab IGF, it absolutely shows the incompetence in our activities together with ICANN.
Thank you, Dmitry. Okay. Do you have thoughts on what's your feedback to Steve Crocker and ICANN board about the new stuff they're doing to let us know about current board members and board makeup and how we might look for new members? Okay, we can circulate some of this on the mailing list to get wider participation, and we can sleep on before we feedback to them. I might note at this point that we've had several observers come in and also leave in the last half hour or so. Thank you for coming. All right, to round back to the procedure, Nadish, would you like?
I would like to give my comments on new members. Currently, we are following a procedure which is addressing only people within the community. We are on the websites. We send the communication across the websites only. I think it is a high time from last experience, especially we need to follow media or other medium which can go outside the community. It's a high time we get fresh thoughts and inputs, even in ICANN board, as now the situation is arising where we are moving to the next billion of internet users who may not be the ones on a conventional lines of what has been happening so far. I think we must take it very seriously, this approach and a project of outreach program beyond the community. Thank you.
Tomorrow morning, we do have a session with the ICANN board. We've sent a list of four questions and four topics. It might be useful to spend a little time just to converse with them about what they're looking for from us and what we're looking for from them. As far as board members, just to make sure that our response match up to what we really want to accomplish. All right, and we'll spend a few minutes at any other business to just go over that set of agendas. I think it might be worthwhile. Okay, going back to perhaps goals, principles of our procedures, not just board, but our general procedures. I understand there are several gaps, both listed specifically saying, for instance, like chair, vice chair, and also I believe items has identified some other gaps. I don't have those at the top of my head, but those would need to be considered too. All right, easy. We'll move on. I don't think it's me ringing, though. All right, review of the 2013 work plan. Everybody have their work plan up in front of them right now? Somebody want to bring it up and plug in so that our audience can see it without having to pull that up? Because it's not easy to find it in our website. Actually, it's not that bad if you already know where it is. If you don't, it's not that easy. All right, I'll pull it up myself, and since nobody else is going to... I won't be able to project it, though, unfortunately. Somebody else still needs to do it with somebody with a VGA. May I ask? No? 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 We'll just have to read it. Does Ron know where the document is? It's under documents. Actually, you know what? That's the 2012 work plan. Do we have the 2013 work plan on our website somewhere? Oh, you have it? An email. Okay, you want to just read the items then, or you want to send it to the list real quick? Yeah, send it to the mailing list.
I can try to project it.
Okay. Oh, Alan has it anyway.
Well, I have the version I wrote. I don't know if somebody edited it after that.
If you keep the work plan to yourself, you're going to have to do it all yourself.
No. Okay, is that visible? Kind of. All right. Not sure why there are two progress bars at the bottom.
You want me to take it? I'll take it. No. All right. Sure. Oh, except if you can move one more, that'll really help me. No, that's cool. Thanks, Adam. All right, the work plan has in there the appointment of the chair and vice chair. I'll just skip over details of that since that's already done. The policy proposal facilitator team. We have just finished... we have not fully appointed the fifth member as an action item. So, if we may deviate really quickly, do we have a motion to appoint Dimitri, our AC member, please? I can't hear you.
I move.
Thank you, Hans Petter. Second?
Yes, Wilfried.
Thank you, Wilfried. Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Dimitri. Okay, moving on. No, not do Dimitri Berkoff. No, you don't want to do this. All right, moving on. Set timetable for meetings. I'm sorry, I'll try to back off from the mic a little bit. The time of the January meeting should be set during... Okay, the timetable has been set. Please note special time for our May meeting is going to be on Thursday because May 1st, Wednesday, is a holiday for many parts of the world. And we will continue to lock in the odd months as the months we'll have a meetings, and only the even months please reserve if we need to have the even month meeting, whether because we have some urgent work, whether we skipped a odd month meeting, whatever. Just keep an eye out for that. All right. One of the action one of the items in the work plan is to approve the work plan. Has that been done? Have we actually approved this work plan yet?
I think we did in February.
We'll have to check the February minutes. Because I don't think it was in the March minutes. All right, while somebody checks that, I'll move on. Complete the appointment process for the ICANN board seat number 10. Ah, that's easy. Okay, moving on. Note that there is no need to begin the appointment process for the ICANN board seat 9. That can wait until 2014. So noted. Appoint members to other ICANN groups as required, and we have been doing so, specifically the NOMCOM, the ICANN NOMCOM, ATRT version 2, and the meetings working group, and I believe that's it so far. And the gap that's been identified by items in this regard is that we don't have a process in our, we don't have a procedure, sorry. I'll keep away from the word process for this. We don't have a procedure to appoint members, whether we have a call, open call, how long that call is going to be, what kind of requirements do we have, what kind of requests do we have of the member, whether they feedback into the AC to report regular happenings, things like that. However detailed we want, we don't have any detail. So we should look at that. Moving on. Ongoing ICANN outreach program. Well, what outreach program? Oh, we're here. Which is the next thing, actually. Participation at ICANN meetings. Okay, I can see how they're two different things. Okay, outreach program, we're here. We're making ourselves available. But also participation in ICANN meetings, meaning we go to the community for items that are related to the AC work, namely our policy work. If any of them have any questions about any of the policies, or if they just need some guidance on how to participate, things of that nature, that would be definitely the core work of the AC. Okay, beyond that, the ambassador for the number community. Okay. Next thing, updates to the ASOAC operating procedures. Well, we're going to be doing that today. And then some. The details for that is to finalize changes to the procedure for amending the ASOAC operating procedures. Started in 2012. Okay, that's a note. And finalize policies for protection of personal or confidential information regarding candidates for the ICANN board. That's a big item of the sub-procedure for the ICANN board selection. But it's an important one. Because otherwise it could open up to some issues. We'll just leave it at that. The next item is to conduct a review of the ASOAC operating procedures as recommended in the 2011 ASO review report. That's ongoing work. Conduct a review of the global policy development process as recommended by the 2011 ASO review report. That is definitely something we should at least have. Respond to either other items arising from the 2011 ASO review report, if appropriate, or as appropriate, whichever, doesn't matter. Specifically, items that may not relate directly to us, but we have expertise in, or just thoughts to feedback to the appropriate parties. Moving on, ongoing tracking of global policy proposals. We are continually doing that. When I just asked the AC if they think there is any current proposal or upcoming proposal that has the potential to be a global policy proposal. And I see no response. Okay, good. Moving on. Begin the process of appointing a chair for the following year. And we would be doing this starting in November with the call for nominations, December finalize the list of candidates, and then set the timetable for voting. The end of year review of actions performed during the year. And thank you very much, Alan, for doing so last year. It was a very thorough report. And we will start another round in November. We'll call for a volunteer to prepare the next report. And in December to consider the report. And of course, final item is to draft a work plan for the following year. And this process should start also in November, perhaps December timeline, taking consideration the report that tells us with a review of the actions performed during the year. Herman.
I checked if this working plan has been formally approved. The history of this is that was originally presented by Alan Barrett in the January meeting. There were several additions and modifications, so you suggested to be discussed in the next meeting. It was not included in the agenda. And then, looking at the March meeting, is in the agenda, but it's no clear indication that that was actually discussed and approved as is now. So, I think it will require some formalities there and to approve the working plan.
And before we do so, may I ask Alan if you believe that the suggestions have already been incorporated in the copy that we reviewed today?
Yes, the copy that we've just been through now does incorporate the changes that were discussed at the January meeting.
Excellent.
Jason Schiller. So we actually did discuss this in March. Oh, no, it's confusing. Yeah, so there was 7.0. We discussed the work plan, but the notes underneath it talk about moving to adjourn. So it was on our agenda. I think we lost quorum, though. Yeah.
Yes, that's in the minutes. It's not clear that it was actually approved. I mean, it's in the agenda, but it was not. The minutes is not clear in that aspect that was adopted. You know.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Then I would like to make a motion to approve this work plan in the version that has just been presented.
Thank you, Hans. Motion accepted. Second. Tomohiro-san.
Thank you. Tomohiro-san, I second the motion.
Thank you. Any opposed? Further discussion? Hearing none, motion carried. Thank you very much. We now have a work plan. Let's start work. that was my next item. That would be my request to the secretary to please post this as soon as feasible, meaning as soon as it's received. And, you know, we get to it. Yeah, would you please mail another copy, Alan, to make sure that they have the latest version? Great. One item that just came to mind before we carried the motion that I did not really want to add to the work plan is that I believe we have yet to provide our travel calendar to the NROEC as was requested to be providing in the February meeting, or at least in February. So we are, at this point, over a month behind. At least the three Aaron guys, I know for sure we sent to the Aaron staff what our travel items are. If I can ask the other members to at least work it out amongst themselves, and we can maybe ask Herman or somebody he designates to compile that and send that to the NRO, that would, I would really appreciate that. Okay. Currently we don't have plans for another face-to-face meeting. I don't see a requirement to do that today. However, something may come up where we do need a face-to-face, or we have a small group coming together to do specific work, like get some drafting work done with procedures, with certain important matters where it makes more sense to be together. But we can ask for approvals for those travel bits at that point. And if I remind the AC members that the travel policy that was sent does not cover what arrangements you already have with your RIR to go to your RIR meetings. The NRO travel policy doesn't address your own travel to the RIR meetings, but it does not replace it. So you do continue to get traveled that way. Understood? I believe that was one of the questions posed to me. One change that affected the chair was that it was requested that the chair and five AC members, one from each region, be sent for the purposes of doing a workshop, the AOSO workshop, at each ICANN meeting. So that's where the most of the requirements for working out who travels to which meeting is required. Okay, I can't think of anything else for that. All right, thank you very much. So the next item after the work plan is... Nothing. No, I'm sorry. Any other business? So we've broken that up into two sections, AC business and open mic. The open mic would give the observers a chance to address the AC, any questions they have, beyond just regular AC business. So I'll ask the AC members and our regular observers at this point, is there any other items want to be brought up? Adam?
Hello, Adam Gosling, APNIC. I understand a new executive secretary has been appointed to the NRO, and I wondered whether any announcement was going to be made regarding that.
No, nobody knows about that. No, we actually did that at the beginning, right before you walked in.
I mean public announcement on mailing lists.
Oh, public announcement.
I've come across a number of people who aren't aware of it. I just wondered whether there was going to be a formal public announcement on the ASO website.
Yes, I think you're right. Some announcements are in place, both in the ASO and NRO news sections. I'll take an action on that.
Mm-hmm. I think, all right, go to it, Mr. Yeah. Secretariat.
Yeah. Self-promotion.
Okay.
It's already been on Facebook, so...
Isn't that a wide enough announcement? One of the AC business items I'd like to just review quickly is the agenda for tomorrow's sessions. What's going on the rest of this week for the AC? Specifically, okay, on Wednesday early morning, myself and Paul, and Paul Wilson, that is, chair of the ASO, and Herman will meet with the leaders at ALAC. You know, I sent this in lists earlier, but for everybody, it's a chance for getting more ideas and starting possibly plans, ideas of programs to put together for more collaboration between the RALOs and the ASO organizations, or RIRs specifically. RALOs being the regional at large organizations. For instance, the North American one is NORALO. There's LAC RALO that's been doing already work with LACNIC. And I had hoped that we would have some information by now about what the LACNIC team has been doing with LAC RALO, so perhaps we can use that as some kind of a model to move forward with the other RIRs. There's been moderate amounts of work previously. We sent them a list of mailing list URLs, pretty sure, lists of meeting times, but we haven't done any kind of follow-up. So tomorrow morning is a chance to do some of that. Do we have additional thoughts? Any messages you'd like me to send? Do you think it's a bad idea to have more participation from the region at large? Good idea? No thoughts? I can just speak on everybody's behalf. No problem. Speak as the ASO, AC. Can I speak as the ASO? No, anyway, Paul's going to be there. All right. And then after that session, really early in the morning breakfast meeting, the ASO has a meeting with the ICANN board at 10 o'clock. For the first time, this will be an open meeting. Open to observers, not open for everybody in the world to participate. It is still a meeting between the ICANN board and the ASO, and the ASO encompasses the ASO AC, RIR staff, RIR boards, just to be clear here. Okay. And the venue is... Somebody has a handy? Five Bravo Charlie. Function 5. BC. And this is 10 to 11 tomorrow. First floor in the... second floor at the convention center. Okay, Kuwe says first... Others say second. Okay. Kuwe knows, he's been around. Keep an eye out, folks. All right, and then in the afternoon we have 1:30, the ASO workshop. We have two items. Thank you, Elise, for providing the update tomorrow for the IANA consultation, I believe that is. Yes, I have nodded. And the other item, actually, the ASO workshop, I've passed on the responsibility of coordinating and handling all the details to Narish and Alan, in which they've been working well, if I may ask them to continue on talking about the workshop. They are working out. Yeah. Who's going to take over the mic?
Right. So we asked Ernest to put together an agenda, and we have an update from ICANN. We'll have a summary of the policy development process in the different regions and also a summary of the global policy development process. There are no global policy proposals on the table at the moment, so there's no need to discuss anything like that. And have I missed anything.
Yeah, the ITU consultation on legacy and V4 space and RIR transfers. That's Tomohiro working on that.
Yes, of course. So we expect some discussion about the ITU proposals there. Okay, I think that's all. Naresh?
Thank you, Alan. While we have constructed broadly the areas to be covered tomorrow as an agenda, only aspect which I would request Ernest, if he can just allocate timings depending with our discussion and share with the team by today itself. So this is what we need to do on immediate basis.
Okay, then you, myself, Alan, and perhaps Tomohiro can just discuss that, because it's supposed to be 1 hour and there are three discussion items. So we can see how to split that between that 1 hour.
And the venue of
the venue of the meeting?
The venue of this 2 o'clock meeting, yes.
Okay, it's already in the calendar. I just have to double check that. It's in the auditorium.
Okay, the workshop is in the auditorium at 1:30 to 2:30. And then following the workshop is a session co-hosted between APNIC and ICANN. And if I may ask Miwa to give an introduction about that.
Okay. All right, I was surprised. Suddenly microphone came into my hands. Oh, what's this? Yes, my name is Miwa. ICANN, IANA and APNIC work together to coordinate IPv6 workshop on Wednesday. It's about 90-minute session. We applied the multi-stakeholder approach for this session and invited speakers from China and also other parts of the world, too, to share the current IPv6 deployment status, what has been done and what need to be done. And also, as APNIC, we will share the IPv6 deployment status with the audience. And we try to keep the momentum of IPv6 deployment in this region and also in this community as well. It's slightly different from IP community, but we'd like to share what's going on in here. So we apply the multi-stakeholder approach. Okay.
Thank you so much, Miwa, and sorry for surprising you with that mic. I thought you might want to give a little bit about that.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to the people in this room will join the session too. Thank you.
And that wraps up for tomorrow. Do we want to review the ICANN board meeting agenda at this point or table it for a little later? Anybody interested? It's on the main list anyway. No discussion? All happy with what we want to talk to the board about? I'm going to call on each of you during the meeting. They don't believe me. All right. And since Miwa has the open mic, she has the mic. Oh no, she doesn't have the mic anymore. We can't start the open mic with her. Carlos has both mics. Anybody has any thoughts for our meeting? Now's a good time. All right then. Being that there is no feedback on the floor here, do we have anything from the Adobe Connect? Nothing from remote. Anyone else joining from remote? Other than Barbara? Herman's in two places at once. Great, okay. And then I guess I will entertain a motion to adjourn at this point. Everybody wants to hang out?
Move to adjourn.
Thanks, Ron. All right, seconds?
Hans Petter, I second.
Thanks, Hans Petter. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. Thank you very much. And we'll see you all later. And we may finish the recording. Thanks all for coming. And now that the recording has stopped, thank you. We will have a break and.